I really want to get stuck in right at the very beginning into what you came here for. Because I suspect, you know, if this program is speaking to you, has called out to you, has made you think, yes, this is how I feel, this is what I want, then you probably have a similar story to me in that you came to this personal development world to really make a difference, to make people's lives better, to help people to wake up and see that there are better, more enjoyable, more exciting, more meaningful ways to live, to work, to exist in this world. And I'm pretty sure, like most of us, that was kind of beaten out of you really early on. What typically happens is that, you know, there's actually a couple of things that happens. One of the first things that happens is that people tell us that we're naive, because we have all these big ambitions and all this world-changing desire. We'll call it desire, like this desire to change the world for the better, to change people's lives for the better, to improve things for everybody. And when we talk to, and I'm going to say quote-unquote ordinary people, and, you know, we're all ordinary, but people who haven't really ever thought bigger, and very often these are people in our own families, friends, you know, people that we know through work, and, you know, but they are ordinary thinkers. This is what I would call ordinary thinkers. They haven't actually started to expand their consciousness yet. So they still think in really narrow terms. You know, they are still plugged into the matrix, if you like. And so when you start talking about your big ideas and how you want to change the world, they will tell you, well, you know, you can't do that because, you know, such and such a reason, who knows what the reasons are. But, you know, people just aren't like that. People don't want that. You know, you'll never sell that. No one will ever pay for that. And you know, at first you think, well, that's fine. I'll prove you wrong. And you get really determined and you're like, great, that's fine. Everybody can think that I'm naive and I'm idealist and you know, they can think that I'm stupid even, but I'm not, and I'm going to prove this to them. And so then we get stuck in trying to prove that. But of course, really, really quickly, we start to think, oh my God, maybe they're right, because nobody actually wants to pay us for this stuff. Or if they do, they only want to pay us a very, very small amount. And, you know, if you've quit your job to do this, you know, if you come from the corporate world and you've actually quit a corporate job to do this work, or if you're looking to quit your corporate job to do this work, then very, very quickly you start to realize, oh my God, I actually need to make some money here. Otherwise, A, I'm, you know, not going to be able to quit my job, or B, you know, I'm going to have to go back to a job. And this is when we start compromising, certainly when I started compromising and when many of my clients started compromising, is when we start to, I want to say realize, but it's not actually a realization because it's not even the truth. But when we start to feel, or we start to perceive, that people won't buy this life-changing work that we want to sell, that we want to deliver. And so we think, okay, well, maybe it's just because I'm not very good at getting across what it is that I do. Maybe people don't understand me. Maybe I'm just not good at this business thing. And so, and that's irrelevant, despite whatever we've done in corporate, or, you know, whatever experience we have throughout our lives. This is different kind of work to what we've done before. So we think, okay, well, maybe I need a business coach, because, you know, we're online, we're hobnobbing with people in groups of entrepreneurial world groups, coaching groups, groups of people just like us who want to make a difference, who are starting out and are struggling. And then we get sucked in. So we find business coaches, and typically we listen to quite a number of them, and some of them will stick out more than others, and the ones that tend to stand out are the ones with the most money, because they have the most resources available to them to spread the word, to look the part, to really impress us with how wonderful their life is and how amazing their work is and how they are living the dream. And we start to think, I want to live the dream. I want to live the dream. And so we follow these business coaches, and eventually, you know, we'll invest in one or more of them. Invest in ourselves with them, I should say, because that's what they'll tell you. But of course, you're not investing in yourself at all at that point. That's actually a little bit unfair, and I'm going to talk more about that in module 2. However, they will tell you straight away, right from, you know, pretty much from day one, that you can't just sell, I'm going to call it life coaching. Because that's what we're talking about here, isn't it? We're talking about life-changing coaching and mentorship and, you know, all of the things. But they will tell us that we have to niche, if you're across the pond. We have to choose a single type of person. And I don't really like the term types of people either, but a single type of person, or ideally person, this person that we will kind of invent our ideal client avatar. We have to choose a specific person in a specific set of circumstances, and we have to sell a specific outcome to that specific person in those specific set of circumstances. And, you know, straight away our plan to, you know, change the world suddenly gets narrowed significantly. And you know, we're told that we should really pick somebody who is a few steps behind us. So somebody who is struggling with the things that we have previously struggled with and are actually, you know, have now solved for ourselves. And that becomes very, very limiting. In fact, often they'll tell us that we should sell to a previous version of ourselves. We should model our ideal client on a previous version of ourselves. And so we start to agree with that, you know, the negativity of our original detractors when they said that we were naive and that we couldn't change the world without work. And we start thinking, oh my God, how is little old me going to do that when even this, you know, amazing business coach with, you know, 7-figure, 8-figure empire behind her hasn't been able to do that. So, and they will tell you, you know, these coaches and, you know, have told you, have told me, have told all of us in the past that, you know, helping people to build their businesses and increase their bottom line is doing meaningful work. And we start to think, okay, maybe that's meaningful. Maybe helping to pull people out of their struggle is meaningful. And we start to go, okay, maybe I can do this. Maybe I can. And, you know, they're telling us that life is all shiny on the other side, and we're hearing all the great testimonials of, you know, people raving about how amazing it was to do these 10K months, or, you know, back in my day, it was very much 10K months were very much the thing. These days, it's, you know, 50K months, 100K months. It doesn't matter. I think 10K months are probably still the thing when you're at the beginning. Or maybe not even 10K months. But we, you know, we hear these people raving about how life-changing it's been for them to achieve that. And we start to think, okay, I can do this. This is good. This is meaningful work. And I get to have this really shiny, lovely life on the other side of that. You know, location-dependent life. I can work on the beach. I can buy designer swag. I can, you know, fly first class, hobnob with influencers, and, you know, all the stuff. And we get kind of seduced by that, because after all, regardless of the fact that we wanted to change things, we've spent a lifetime growing up in a world that tells us that money and stuff is the definition of success. And I'm not here to tell you that money is not a good thing to have, because it is. And, you know, we're going to go into that in some depth as well. I want you to make lots of money. But more than that, I want you to make lots of profit so that you have a really solid financial foundation for your next level. But anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself. So we get seduced by that. We get seduced by the money, by the idea that success should look a certain way. And then we start thinking, you know, what's the point of changing the world if we don't have like social proof, if we don't have, you know, a gaggle of fans shouting about us from the rooftops and telling all their friends about us, which of course speaks not only to our desire to be perceived as successful and to be perceived as having something valuable to bring to the world, but also it speaks to our desire to be popular. Which is, you know, an elusive ideal that goes back to being at school and feeling on the outside of the in crowd, which, you know, I'm pretty sure the 99% of us who were on the outside of the in crowd have a little bit of like that old feeling of, yeah, how amazing to be popular. So anyway, we compromise, we go off chasing those goals, and then, you know, we go off chasing the 10K months and the shiny life and the amazing client results. But of course, most of our clients don't get the amazing results because that's the truth that the business coach has never told you. And then even when you do hit the 10K months, you know, whether you manage to do that quickly or not, we have to chase ever more money because, as it turns out, 10K months really aren't enough to live this large, you know, this really large, living at large life that these aspirational coaches have been talking about when you work the system that they're teaching us, because you need ads, you need a team, or you can, you know, if you want to circumvent that cost, then you have to do it organically, which means putting in an awful lot of time into building your list, into connecting with people and messaging with people and all the shebang. So with all of this going on, And typically we have kind of shifted our work into this, like this singular niche, this singular client that we do this singular thing for, narrow, narrow, narrow. But we're making money, and money is exciting, especially if you have, you know, if you've come from a job where you're making maybe 3 to 5K a month, then suddenly making 10K or 15K a month, it seems like a lot. It really does. It's like, wow, I can really get paid doing this work. And so we kind of forget. We forget what we came to the personal development world for. We forget that we wanted to make the world a better place because we've kind of narrowed our perception to this belief that, well, actually, that's not possible. And therefore, I'm going to have the best life I can possibly have without achieving that. And that's fine until it's not. And if you're here, I'm guessing that you're at the stage where it's not anymore. And, you know, possibly beyond that. And so you start to think, actually, I really, really need to do something that's really meaningful. And meaningful starts to bring us back to that purpose that we came here for in the first place. We start to think more and more about, I really wanted to change the world, and this work isn't fucking doing that. It really isn't changing the world the way that I imagined myself changing the world. And yet, I don't know how I can change the world. But I know that it's more transformational than this. And so we start to, very often we start to like, speak out against the money making. But of course, that puts us at odds with all of the clients because the clients still want to make the money. And we start to get really angry and resentful around where we've wound up because it's not where we wanted to be. And so the first step to getting to where you want to be, to getting back on that transformational journey, to getting to that place of really doing life-changing work, is to go back and remember what you came here for. And what I mean by that is to let go of the stories that people have told you that it's naive. Let go of what your business coaches have taught you, that you have to have a niche and a single client avatar who you deliver a very specific result for, because the truth is that you don't. That you can make exceptionally good money without doing any of those things, but it takes a very, very different perspective. And the reason that your business coach has never taught you this is because they don't have that perspective. They can't see it. They can't understand how to sell your transformational work because they don't understand it. And that is what this program is really, really about. This program is really about remembering what the hell you came here for, because that is when your work was exciting. That is when the whole journey was exciting, before it got whittled down to one person, one problem, one result. And so as we embark on this journey together, what I really, really want you to start thinking about is all of the things that you wanted to do, the things that you're embarrassed to admit that you wanted to do, the things that, you know, what was your bigger vision? Because I know that when we all started out, we were all taught to think about our big picture as well as our small picture. And your big picture will have included some things that probably aren't part of your big picture now. And maybe you wouldn't even want them to be, but let's really remember what they were. Let's get them down, get them written down, get really, really clear about what it was that you wanted. And here's the crux. Why you wanted it. Because seriously, my friend, in those whys is the truth of who you are. It's not a thing that you wanted, it's the reason that you wanted it. It's the reason that you wanted to do this work. And that is where we will find who you really are and what you came here for. Now, that's it for this training. Join me in the next one, where I'm going to be talking about the real meaning of changing the world and why you very much can and will do that.